Welcome to the Kia Ora Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about the three easy steps to improve your code tenfold. Pretty much guaranteed. I've put a little asterisk in the title for this episode about the guaranteed part. Your mileage may vary depending on your skill and as well as if you're already using this method. Now, the method essentially revolves around three very simple steps. It's one, choosing your editor. Two, finding the plugins that are required. And three, installing those plugins and keeping them up to date. So you're probably thinking, okay, well, what's the plugins? You know, get to it. Well, it's all basically revolves around things called linters. Now, linters come in various flavors and forms. Essentially, what they do is they analyze your code, either in real time or when you'd like them to run. And basically all it is it sits there and it evaluates your code like a static analysis and lets you know if you are not following best practices, if you are making some kind of violation or there's something unused or something not closed, like you've got an incomplete bit of code. And it does that across various languages. So basically there's linters for, I think, just about every language, at least on the web. I'm not too sure about some of the other languages, but I know there's linters for things like Go as well. But you've got linters for JavaScript, jQuery, React, Angular. You've got it for HTML, PHP, Ruby, Rails, maybe not Rails, but Ruby in general. You've got all kinds of linters out there, and they're very light, very, very lightweight, very simple. Now, the real important part of this is actually installing them in your editor. So most of your editors that are out there, they should support kind of packages, modules, plugins, add-ons, some kind of way to extend the actual application. And this is where it really comes in handy, because when you install these linters, it'll actually give you a notification in either your numbers panel on the side or down the bottom of the editor or wherever it displays kind of notifications. And basically, if it is a good editor, or at least the plugin or the module or package has been implemented well, it'll put it on the actual line and give you a little marker on wherever you have your line numbers positioned. That way it's easy to see and kind of see, okay, there's an issue here. You go to that line, and when you're actually active on that line, it generally will tell you that there is an issue, and it will actually explain the issue. For example, you might have an unused variable. So you might want to remove that variable, or actually it turns out you don't need that line of code at all anymore. So that's going to speed up your execution. The thing that I find really, really handy is either the violations or the best practice. So for example, in Ruby, if you're doing an array, you can do an array like you would in any other language. So you have your two square brackets and then in strings, your words separated by commas. Pretty simple. You think that's really nice, cool, it's easy to read, but there's actually an easier way in Ruby. So there's these string helpers with a %w, and all you do is within that %w, you just a single space separate each word, and that will actually build out the array for you, and it's a lot easier to read. Now, of course, it only picks up on that violation if you're using single words. So if you have multiple words, so an array of a word that has like blue duck, for example, that won't really work, so I won't say it's a violation and recommend another method, for example. Things like that, they come up a lot. Another good one, again, in Ruby, it's talking about, say if you're looping through some results in a block and you're just calling one single method on that block, or you might be trying to generate some, get some results from a bunch of, from an array or something like that. And you can actually, instead of doing it over a block, so you have a multi-line block, you can actually do it in an inline, and you can basically pass in that single method you want to call on your results that you're looping through, and that's a lot cleaner and easier to read, as well as it saves those lines in your file trying to reduce those long methods or class definitions or whatnot. So you're probably thinking, okay, cool, I can install these things, it'll tell me that stuff, how's it going to improve my code? Well, the idea is essentially that when you install these and it runs and you see these violations, it starts to train your brain to know what is actually better in certain situations, or if you are doing something that's a little bit old hat. If you're keeping these linters up to date, they'll let you know that, you know, you don't use this anymore. For example, if you're using, I think, ES6, that's preferred to use lets over far, and it will let you know about that. There's things like that that come up which make it really, really, really handy. And basically, you could say that it trains you mentally and probably into your muscle memory to do a certain way of writing that piece of code in that language. And I think that overall will improve it. So if it's stopping you, or it's basically allowing you to have less lines of code, more concise code, and it basically doesn't really take much more effort because it's already kind of done for you. It's just kind of like a little tap on the shoulder, and it's like, hey, you know, you can actually do this a little bit nicer, or hey, actually, you probably forgot this, you can get rid of it. So I personally use linters quite a lot. They're all throughout my editor, and they do save me quite a lot, surprisingly. But over time, I've found myself using them less and less now that I've started to learn what I should and shouldn't be doing in that particular language, especially if it's a new language. The new language stuff it becomes really, really handy. But anyway, that's essentially it. So those three easy steps, you know, open up your editor or find your editor that you want to use, install or find the linters that you want to use and install them. And basically you should just be able to profit straight after that. Anyway, I'd love to know your thoughts on this. Are you using linters? Have you stopped using linters? Anything like that. I'd love to know your experiences. Please leave a tweet at CodaCatchup or leave a comment on CodaCatchup.com, and we'll catch you in the next episode.